Hey, this is Dan Ospo of the Discovery Channel team, back here at the Tour de France at the finish line of Stage 12. And unfortunately, today the team suffered a loss when Tricky Beltran crashed in the stage and was unable to finish the race, meaning that for the first time since 2001, the team will not finish with all nine riders in Paris. Beltran fell in the early part of the stage today on the flat roads out of Briançon and banged his head pretty good. In terms of the actual crash, Tricky told Johan that a rider in front of him made a sudden move and they touched tires and Tricky went down. When Johan reached him with the team car, he said Tricky was sitting on the pavement and kind of got right back up and jumped in his bike, which honestly is one of the first instincts that riders go through as soon as they get off a crash. He rode for another handful of kilometers, but Johan said he really didn't have much power. And then when asked about the crash, Tricky was unable to really recall it. So it was at that point that the race doctor recommended that Tricky stop the race. He was taken to a hospital in Gap, and while the first test came back negative, it was still recommended there that he spend the night. As we all know, today was Bastille Day, and then as expected, French riders were on the attack, and the ultimate winner of the stage was indeed a Frenchman. So it's a big day here in France, as today's stage was the first win by a French rider in this year's race. Lance and the guys were back in the peloton, controlling things as they've done the last handful of days, and finished over 10 minutes behind. But the fact that the stage winner, David Moncoutet, was over 17 minutes back at the start of the stage really didn't affect the overall standings too much. All the other favorites finished with Lance in the main group, and again, it's status quo when it comes to the overall GC. Tomorrow will be a transition day, as the riders head to the south of France, and will be a completely flat day, so expect the sprinters to get to the front once again. So for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.